This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep. Senator John Kerry is blaming President Bush's campaign for commercials that question Kerry's Vietnam War record. Those ads come from a group that is legally independent of the president's re-election effort. For days now, the ads have shifted the focus of the presidential debate. And we will start our coverage this morning with NPR senior correspondent Juan Williams.
John Kerry has not been honest about what happened in Vietnam.
He is lying about his record.
The effectiveness of the recent attacks on Kerry is now showing up in the polls. The National Annenberg Election Survey found more than half of voters have heard about or seen the ads attacking Kerry. In the tightly contested presidential race, where independent voters are prized, 44% of those voters said they found the ads credible. An earlier CBS poll found Kerry's support among veterans dropped from 46% to 37% since the Democratic convention. Late last week, after first ignoring the charges, Senator Kerry, speaking in Boston, called the charges lies.
Of course, the president keeps telling people he would never question my service to our country. Instead, he watches as a Republican-funded attack group does just that.
Late last week, the Kerry campaign put out an ad rebutting the veterans' charges. And over the weekend, the Democratic National Committee also released an ad in support of Kerry, featuring retired Air Force General Merrill McPeak.
As a fighter pilot, I saw my share of combat. As chief of staff, I led the Air Force during the first Gulf War. And 4 years ago, I endorsed George Bush for president. But this year, I'm voting for John Kerry.
But still another ad began airing this weekend from the group attacking Kerry. It featured Vietnam veterans condemning Kerry for testimony before Congress in 1971, in which Kerry said U.S. troops committed atrocities in Vietnam.
They had personally raped, cut off ears, cut off heads.
The accusations that John Kerry made against the veterans who served in Vietnam was just devastating.
On Saturday, Kerry's campaign released a video to be sent to supporters over the internet. It calls for President Bush to take responsibility for the attacks. The ad suggests that the president has used similar tactics before when running against Senator John McCain during the 2000 Republican primaries.
Bush smeared John McCain 4 years ago. Now he's doing it to John Kerry. George Bush denounced the smear.
Also over the weekend, a volunteer to the Bush-Cheney re-election campaign resigned after his ties to the group attacking Kerry became public. Retired Air Force Colonel Ken Cordier appeared in one of the anti-Kerry ads aired by the Swift Vote Veterans for Truth group. That added fuel to charges from the Kerry camp that the Bush campaign is in violation of election laws by guiding outside organizations attacking Kerry. Here is Brian Jones, a spokesman for the Bush campaign, in an interview with the Associated Press explaining Cordier's resignation.
He did not inform the campaign of his involvement in the advertisement being run by a 527 organization. Because of his involvement, he's no longer participating as a volunteer for the Bush-Cheney campaign.
The president's campaign denies any connection with the ads or the book attacking Kerry's war record. The Kerry campaign on Friday filed a complaint with the Federal Election Commission, charging that there has been illegal coordination between the Bush campaign and the group of veterans challenging Kerry. Kerry's aides alerted reporters over the weekend to a flyer that appeared to show the Bush campaign and the Swift Boat Veterans for Truth are co-sponsors of a pro-Bush rally in Florida. On Sunday, the Washington Post ran an extensive story about the facts of Kerry's war record. The story found no evidence that the candidate has fabricated the stories behind his 5 war medals. The Post also reported that a veteran involved with one incident backed Kerry's account. In addition, a Chicago Tribune editor who was in Vietnam with Kerry confirmed Kerry's side of one disputed exchange. Speaking Saturday at a fundraiser in New York, Kerry said he is a target for personal attacks because he is climbing in polls that ask voters whether they trust him to defend the nation against terrorists. Juan Williams, NPR News, Washington.